Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovleski. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Kovleski. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Cecil moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig catches it and steps on first to double up Reynolds. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Falk, for the double play. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovleski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. Koenig moves to third. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. We'll see more now pitching. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Krause moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Combs reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Moore moves to third. It's 4-2. Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dugan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore pinch hits for Willie Calm. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Barnaby pinch hits for Red Faber. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.